So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi ben HaMeshulam Oimer HaShechet Es HaBachar Oitzim Mokim Mokavitz Mekan Mekan V'Telish Es HaSar U'Bovat Shleiz Esenim B'Mekoymer. One of Shechet HaBachar Baal Mum is permitted to push away the wool around the Mokim Shechita even though they become uprooted. However, he must leave them entangled in the surrounding wool and may not remove it from the sheep, because as Rashi explains, Shloyem Rugeziza Ovid Bekadashim. People might assume that he deliberately sheared the wool of the Bechar, which is forbidden, as the Pasuk of Bechar states, B'lei Sogiz Bechar Tzenecha. Similarly, V'chen Toilish Esasar Liris Mokem Mum. One may uproot the wool in the area of a mum to be able to examine it, but he may not remove this wool from the sheep. The Gemara inquires, Kenegdi B'yamtiv Mahu. If one shechts a sheep on Yom Tov, is he permitted to push away the wool around the Mokim Shechita and uproot them or not? Shechita is Mutar B'Yom Tov, but Gais is also B'Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains the Shaila. Perhaps Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam holds that the reason Toilish on the Bechar is Mutar is because Toilish Lav Hayin Gais is. Tearing out wool is not considered shearing, and in the Bechar only Gais is also. Accordingly, B'Yom Tov Aser because the Havale Eikar Davim Megiduli. On Yom Tov, even Toilish is Aser. Removing a growth from its source is a Malacha. Or, perhaps Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam holds that the reason Toilish on the Bechar is Mutar is because Toilish Hayin Gais is. Tearing out wool is considered shearing. But even so, it is Mutar because the Havale Davish Ein Meskab Mutar. He had no intentions to uproot the wool, he only meant to push it aside. And Rabbi Yisrael ben HaMeshulam holds that it is a permissible act which may inadvertently result in an Issur Torah is permitted. Accordingly, in our case as well, B'Yom Tov Mutar because Davish Ein Meskab Mutar. Rav Huna concludes that Kenegdi B'Yom Tov Mutar apparently because Davish Ein Meskab Mutar. The Gemara cites Rav, who also holds Kenegdi B'Yom Tov Mutar. And although Rav rules elsewhere, Davish Ein Meskab Aser, nevertheless, this is Mutar because Davali Eker Dav Megiduli Kalacha Yad. The wool is removed in an unusual way. Rish Lakish says regarding the heter of Toilish Esasar, Leishana Ela B'Yad Mutar. He may do this only by hand, Av B'Kli Aser, but he may not do this with a utensil. Accordingly, the Mishnah that says Oisim Mokem Bekayfitz does not mean Bekayfitz, that he moves away the wool with the knife, but rather Likayfitz, he moves the wool by hand to enable Shechita with the knife. Zok the Mishnah, Sar Bechor Balmum Shenashar, V'nichu Bechalon Ba'achkech Shechtoi. If a Bechor Balmum shed some of its wool, the owner put it aside and then shechted the Bechor. Buda says there is a Machlekes, Akavi Ben Mahalal Mater, Bechacham Aishran. Akavi Ben Mahalal holds the wool is permitted in all benefits, while the Chacham hold the wool is forbidden in all benefits. Because as Rashi explains, the Isharis Tzemer HaNesheris Michayim Asal L'Shuhuyi L'Bechor Kedei Shetashar Tzemer V'chal Shah V'Asal Dei Takala. If we would permit the wool while the Bechor is alive, the Kohen might delay the Shechita and keep the Bechor alive for a while for its wool, and in the interim he might transgress the Isser Giz of Avodah. Risi disagrees and says there is no Machlekes in the case of Achkach Shachatai. If the Bechor was shechted afterward, all agree that Sire Mutter, because Tzemer HaMechuber by Shari, Munich Bechaloi Nami Shari. Since the wool attached to the Bechor is permitted after Shechita, the wool that was shed from the Bechor is also permitted after Shechita. The Machlek is only in the case of Sar Balmum Shanosha Menicha Bechaloin Ba'achkach Meis. If the Bechor died afterward, in which the wool attached to the Bechor is forbidden, and must be buried with the body of the Bechor. Akavi B'Malal Mater, Bacham Ma'isrin. Akavi B'Malal holds the wool it shed while alive is permitted in all benefits. While the Chacham holds the wool is forbidden in all benefits because Dima Asr L'Shehuye. Rav Asi Omer Shlokish adds that the Machlek is Akavi B'Malal Bechacham is only in the case of Beshetiru Mumcha. The mum is shown to an expert who issued a heter shechita before the wool was shed. And only then does the Kav Malal hold that the wool is mutter because kivin de tir mumcha sule mashile. Since the Bechor already has a heter shechita, the Kohen will not put off the shechita. But there's no machlekes in the case of lohi tir mumcha, divri hakol aser. If an expert did not issue a heter before the wool was shed, even a Kav Malal agrees that the wool is forbidden because asle shehu yishle krivena. The Kohen might put off the hakrabas ha-Bechor for the sake of its wool. The Gemara cites the following related brayso regarding all karbanas. If one Baal Mum got mixed with many Tamimim, Baali Mumin Oisrin B'chol Shuhu, Rabbi Yisi Oim Yivakar. The Tanakhama holds that the old become forbidden to be brought as a karban, while Rabbi Yisi says the Tamimim can be checked to ensure they have no Mum, and are then permitted to be brought as a karban. And the Gemara offers three explanations of the Machlegi Tanakhama Rabbi Yisi according to Rish Lakish. The brayso is not referring to karbanas, but to a case of Begizas B'chor Baal Mum Shenes Arva Begizei Chulun. The detached wool of Bechor Baal Mum was mixed up with mundane wool. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, who holds, according to the Chachamim, Shechtei Aser, even if the Bechor Baal Mum was shechted, the wool is Aser, and thereby causes the other wool to become Aser. Well, Rabbi Yisi concurs with his opinion in our Mishnah that even according to the Chachamim, Shechte Mutter. If the Bechor Bal Mum is Shechte, the wool becomes Mutter and causes the other wool to become Mutter. According to Rish Lakish, who holds, Lohitiru Mumcha Dibbe Hakol Aser, Yevaker means, Ihitiru Mumcha In Ve'iloi Loi. We must check whether a Mumcha issued a Heter or not. Or, perhaps the Bryce is not a case of wool, but rather, as we understood earlier, a case of a live Bechor Bal Mum animal being mixed with other animals. And Badlik V'lei Matzah, all the animals were checked, and they did not find the Bal Mum. And the Tanakam Rabbi Yisi disagree, and the Machlekes Remei of Rabbanan in the case of a field where we know of the presence of Tumah, the field was checked, and they did not find any Tumah. Remeir holds, Kol Davar Shehi B'Cheskes Tumah La'olam Hu B'Tumasei Ad She'Yisvad HaTumah. The field remains Tumah until we know clearly where the Tumah went. And likewise, in our case, the Tanakama holds that all the animals remain Aser until we find the Bal Mum. While the Chacham there hold, Chayfer Ad She'Megiyah L'Selah Eila B'Sula. Once we have done a thorough search, we can assume the Tumah is gone. And likewise, in our case, Rabbi Yisi holds that all the animals become Mutter because we assume the Bal Mum is gone. Or perhaps the Bryce is a case of Kishabadak Umatza. The animals were checked, and they did find the Bal Mum. And the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi disagree in the Machlekes Rebbe v'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the case of a field where we know of the presence of a kever, a corpse, and the field was checked, and they did find the kever. Rebbe holds, Hu kever shah, but hu kever shenimtza. We assume that the grave that was found is the lost kever, and the rest of the field is tar. Likewise, in our case, Rabbi Yisi holds that we assume that the Bal Mum that we found is the original Bal Mum, and all the other animals become Mutter. Or Shimon Gamliel there holds, Tibadik kalasadik kula. We must still check the rest of the field because perhaps this is another kever. Likewise, in our case, the Tanakama holds that the Bal Mum that we found might be a different Bal Mum. Therefore, the other animals remain aser. This discussion continues in the next half.